Paige Godsey. 5'5" senior. Fredericktown Blackcats.
13 to play. Get your internal clock running. A long three for Godsey. Nothing but nylon for Paige Godsey. Back-to-back threes.
Godsey led Fredericktown to their first district championship since 2006. Over the course of her career, she amassed 1,194 career points. She averaged 12 points per game, 4 assists, 3.5 steals per game, and shot 75% from the free throw line. She was second team all-conference in 2015, all-district the last 2 years, going for 3 in a row. She was a member of Student Council, Beta Club, A+, and was a Dream Team selection in 2015.
Paige Godsey. Fredericktown Blackcats.
Our next Dream Team interview today is with Paige Godsey, senior from Fredericktown High School, making a return trip to the girls' basketball Dream Team. Paige, congratulations.
Thank you.
After you made it as a junior, you now made it as a senior as well. How did this year compare to last year?
This year compared to last year, we made some great changes, and I feel like we stepped up our game a lot, and well, we got a district championship underneath our belt, so I'm really proud of how we played this year.
Yeah, first time in 10 years, I believe, for Fredericktown in the district championship there. How did it feel to get that one done?
It feels great. Like, nothing could replace the feeling from that night. We were all so excited. I don't think the next day and the day after that, we were still on cloud nine.
I know that's always the goal at the beginning of the season, but you guys actually achieved that goal.
It was an incredible accomplishment. We were working, that was what our goal was from the beginning of our season. We wanted to hang a banner with all of our names on it. So we just kept working hard for it.
And it was really kind of a tale of three seasons for you, because you started the year 8-1. You look like one of the best teams in the area. Then you go on a little bit of a losing streak. You lost 6 of 7 there in the middle of the year, and then finished up winning 10 of 12 and winning the district championship. What happened there in the middle of the season that kind of knocked you off your game a little bit?
I guess it was just like a couple of things. I think we lost confidence in ourselves, and we always kind of forgot like the capability that each of us could bring, and it just took a little bit to get us back going again.
Was it like leaders on the team that kind of helped right the ship? Did you and some of the other girls maybe try to turn things around?
Yes. Between us three seniors, Annabeth and Person, we just kept them pumped throughout practices, and like just kept our goals going to keep us all like on the right path so we can get out of that slump that we were in.
Well, typically I ask Dream Team athletes what their favorite memories from the season were. I'm willing to bet though yours was winning the district championship. So I'll ask you what your favorite point of the district championship game was. Do you have any favorite memory from that specific game?
It was probably in the final like seconds when me and Annabeth looked at each other and was like, you better catch me when I jump into your arms, because we just won this.
this Fredericktown girls team, I bet it was a pretty close group.
Yes, we are very close. It was hard for the season to come to an end.
Well, tell me about maybe one of your favorite plays that you might have made from the season.
It would probably be in district tournament when I hit those far out three shots, and I guess it was the North County game.
I didn't call that game, but we had it on the air. But were they pivotal shots in the game? I mean, were those shots that your team really needed at the moment?
Yes, it got us pumped up and kept us going, so we didn't have to get in that slump and lose our momentum and lead.
I bet you're going to miss playing with the Fredericktown Lady Cats.
I really am. It was sad on our athletic banquet night to say goodbye.
But you're not done playing basketball. I covered your college signing. You'll be at Lindenwood Belleville, correct?
Correct.
Are you getting excited for that?
Yes, I am super excited to go play on.
And then do you play on an AAU team or a traveling team or anything?
I did. I played with TC Hoops for 2 or 3 summers, but that was my last year, ended last year.
Okay. So now it's focusing on college basketball only, huh?
Yes.
Okay. You ended up with almost 1,200 career points. You look back at your time at Fredericktown, are you pretty happy with everything you've accomplished there?
Yes, I am really happy with what I've accomplished here, and I can't wait to go and continue my career and hopefully accomplish a lot more in college.
Tell me about some of your supporting cast, you know, family members and things like that. Who are your parents' names, and what all have they meant to your success?
My parents, Terry and Karen, they've been there with me throughout the whole time. They've taken me to every summer elite camp or any tournament that we had, and they never complained once, and they've always been my driving force and my support whenever I needed enlisting or anything.
And is there anybody else you'd like to mention or thank before we let you go today?
Yes, of course, all my family and my TT Hoop summer coach, Terry Helms, because he's gotten me far, and Coach Davis, of course, and all the girls and on my team I'm going to miss. So.
My last question for you, Paige, is what was your reaction when you found out you'd made the dream team for a second year in a row?
I was super excited. It's such an honor to be picked once and then chosen the second year. It was just, I was so excited.
And the dream team on the girls' basketball side was kind of dominated by the MAAA conference, so I know you know a lot of your fellow dream team athletes. What did you think about the group that was selected?
It's a very good group. I've played with them pretty much my whole career, so I know they're all good girls, and they've all worked hard, so I was pretty happy about it.
Congratulations once again on making our dream team, and we look forward to seeing you this weekend at the ceremony.
Thank you.